Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. Today, we're going to talk about the opportunity for change that will be presented to us this new year, 2009. We're in the process of creating a new earth, and everything we think, feel, do, and say makes a difference. We are moving forward at warp speed, and 2009 is going to be a year of breathtaking change. As you listen to our program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you are tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. I will share life-transforming information from on high during these radio programs, but I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Then take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your life. Now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give all of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but extremely challenging time. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Please join me in one-pointed consciousness for our opening meditation. The World Healing Meditation was initiated by John Randolph Price and his wife Jan on December 31st, 1986. At 12 noon Greenwich Mean Time on that sacred and holy day, over 20 million people from around the world joined together for 1 hour to invoke peace and healing for the planet and all life evolving here. Since that empowering day, lightworkers all over the world have been doing this meditation each year on the 31st of December, and it builds in momentum day by day until the next global activity on the 31st the next year. The power and light of this beautiful meditation has been building in momentum now for over 20 years. Today, we're going to gather together in consciousness and join with the building momentum of this magnificent meditation. And this new year of monumental change, we will empower these words into the new fifth-dimensional frequencies of infinite physical perfection. This will begin the next phase of healing for this blessed planet. I'm going to state this meditation in the first person so that we will all experience it personally. Please join me now with the full power of your attention. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the divinity of my heart. As I express these words, this beautiful invocation, this global meditation for healing, will expand and expand 1,000 times 1,000-fold, blessing all life in preparation for 2009, a year of monumental change. In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Now is the time of the new beginning. I am a co-creator with God, and it is a new heaven and a new earth that comes as the will of God is expressed on earth through me. It is the kingdom of light, love, peace, and understanding. And I am doing my part to reveal its reality. I begin with me. I am a living soul, and the Spirit of God dwells in me as me. I and my Father are one. All that my Father, Mother, God has is mine. In truth, I am a beloved child of God. I am the Christ of God. What is true for me is true for everyone. For God is all, and all is God. I see only the Spirit of God in every soul. And in every man, woman, and child on earth, I say, I love you, for you are me. You are my holy self. I now open my heart and let the pure essence of unconditional love and eternal peace flow through me to bless all life. I see it as a golden light radiating from the center of my being, and I feel its vibration in and through me, above and below me. I am one with the light. I am filled with the light. I am illumined by the light. I am the light of the world. The light of love, peace, and understanding is moving and expanding as it flows across the face of the earth, touching and illuminating every soul trapped in the shadow of illusion. And where there is darkness, there is now the light of reality. And the radiance grows, permeating, saturating every form of life. There is only the vibration of one perfect life now. All of the kingdoms of earth respond, and the planet is alive with light and love. There is total oneness. And in this oneness, we speak the word. Let the sense of separation be dissolved. Let humankind now be returned to Godkind. Let peace come forth in every mind. Let love flow forth from every heart. Let forgiveness reign in every soul. And let understanding be the common bond. Now, from the light of the world, the one presence and power of the universe responds. The activity of God is healing and harmonizing planet Earth. Omnipotence is made manifest. I am seeing the salvation of the planet before my very eyes, as all false beliefs and error patterns are dissolved. The sense of separation is no more. The healing has taken place, and the world is restored to sanity. This is the beginning of peace on earth and goodwill toward all. As love flows forth from every heart, forgiveness reigns in every soul. and all hearts and minds are one in perfect understanding. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow these energies to be easily assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The winter solstice is considered one of the most powerful times of the year by many cultures around the world. In the Northern Hemisphere, this celestial event occurs on December 21st. The winter solstice is the longest night of the year, and it heralds the initial impulse of the annual return of the sun, the light, to the earth. This year, during the winter solstice, the spiritual effects of the solstice were more powerful than ever before. This was due to the incredible influx of light pouring into the planet through the heartfelt pleas of people everywhere. Humanity is experiencing the most intensified purging of the economic system and the various other social structures that do not operate with the consciousness of the highest good for all concerned that we have ever endured. This is a necessary cleansing that is paving the way for the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth. The difficult part of this process is that the masses of humanity do not see this bigger picture. Millions of people see only the painful situations that are happening in their lives. As a result of this limited perception, they feel overwhelmed and hopeless. I know that this is very hard to observe, but it is not all bad. After our fall from grace eons ago, we became so numb to the discord in our lives that we just muddled through our earthly experiences, accepting mediocrity as a natural state of being. We fell into the terrible habit of using pain as our motivator. Unless we were writhing in agony, we did not feel that it would help for us to take action or to ask for assistance from our Father, Mother, God. For millions of people on earth, prayer and an invocation for the light from our godparents occurs only when they are brought to their knees by their life situation. This is exactly what is happening at this time for millions of people all over the world. The company of heaven is revealing to us now that more people than ever before are reaching a critical moment in their life experiences. Consequently, millions of people are asking God for divine intervention. Many of them are praying for the very first time. This powerful event, in unison with the millions of light workers who daily invoke the light of God, created the greatest influx of light the earth has ever experienced during a winter solstice. This heavenly assistance greatly empowered the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and it accelerated our individual hopes and dreams by leaps and bounds. For 72 hours, during and following the winter solstice, lightworkers all over the world focused intently on the vision of what they wanted to manifest in their life and the lives of their loved ones. They focused on visions for the new earth and the harmony and balance that they wish for humanity. This was a rare opportunity, and lightworkers were called into action by their I Am presence and the company of heaven. Lightworkers understand that our visions and our intentions must always reflect our oneness and the reverence for all life. So this activity of light moved us forward into the momentum for the world healing meditation in a very powerful way. These two activities of light paved the way for a God-victorious new year. 2009 is going to be a year of miraculous changes. These changes have been in the works for quite some time, and now we're going to experience them tangibly in the world of form. These changes will not happen by chance. We will experience them, tangibly in the world of form, only through our unified efforts with the company of heaven. I know there are a lot of dire predictions regarding the global economy and the challenges humanity is going through, but we are not the victims of circumstance. We are the co-creators of our earthly experiences. If we do not like the way things are going in our lives, we have the ability to change the circumstances. This is what we have been preparing for eons to accomplish, and now is the time. As the Hopi prophecy states, we are the ones that we have been waiting for. 2009, numerically, is an 11 year. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. The archetypes for the patterns of perfection for the new earth were securely anchored in its physical plane in August of 2008. Now, in 2009, through our creative faculties of thought and feeling, unified with the entire company of heaven, we will expand these patterns into our daily experiences. The purging and cleansing of the obsolete behavior patterns that have caused the pain and suffering existing in humanity's lives will continue. But the wonderful news is, as these old archetypes crumble away, the expansion of the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to manifest in ways that will bring joy, fulfillment, abundance, great expectations, and miraculous events into the hearts and minds of people everywhere. There is a new sense of hope flooding through the hearts of millions of people around the world. This hope is magnetizing legions of light from the realms of perfection into the atmosphere of Earth in ways that we have never experienced before. The divine intent of these messengers of God is to assist humanity to move quickly through the cleansing process so that the bliss of the new Earth will manifest in the twinkling of an eye. 2009 is going to be whatever we co-create together. We must not let this opportunity pass us by. There are powerful opportunities for change that are being provided for us in this new year, and we're moving into the light at warp speed. 2009 is truly going to be a year of breathtaking change. Light workers all over the world are being called to a higher order of divine service this year. We're being asked by our Father, Mother, God to fully accept our divine birthright as co-creators of the new earth. It is time for all of us to unite, and it is time for us to deliberately and consciously manifest the patterns of perfection for the new earth that have now been victoriously anchored in the physical plane. For more than 20 years, the light of God has been increasing on earth at record pace. During that time, myriad activities of light have been successfully accomplished by the beams of light in the realms of Lumen Truth, working in unison with embodied light workers on earth. As a result, miracles have taken place in the realms of cause. The important thing for us to really understand is that once something is successfully accomplished in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from manifesting in the world of effects. The only variable is how long it will take for the changes to be tangibly realized in the physical plane. That length of time is determined by the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of you and me and every other person on the planet. During this accelerated time frame, which really began with the World Healing Meditation on December 31, 1986, lightworkers all over the world have been gently breathing these new established patterns of perfection into the physical plane of Earth and into the mental and emotional strata of this planet. These patterns have filtered into the hearts and minds of people everywhere, and a quantum shift of consciousness has taken place within humanity. People all over the world are awakening to the oneness of life, and they're beginning to realize the interconnectedness of all things. In the midst of much chaos and confusion, there is outer world evidence of genuine positive change taking place. Now it is the responsibility of light workers to stay focused on what is good and healing for all life on Earth. We are in the process of co-creating the new Earth, and everything we think, feel, do, and say makes a tremendous difference. Co-creating the new Earth may seem like an unobtainable quest in the face of the outer world appearances of things that are happening all over the world and surfacing to be healed. But this fiat from the heart of the cosmic I Am, all that is, our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, is ringing throughout the whole of creation. With the unified efforts of heaven and earth, our victory is assured. Ask your I Am presence to reveal to you the changes that will transform your life this year and how you can assist the process through your daily actions and your activities of life. Radical and revolutionary change is possible during this cosmic moment on Earth. And humanity's collective shift into divine consciousness is at hand. During 2009, miraculous changes will daily and hourly take place within every man, woman, and child. This year, with clear intent, we must consciously focus on both personal and planetary transfiguration. As we do, we are destined to experience monumental changes in every facet of our lives. The light of God is increasing on Earth. It is pouring through the I Am presence of every single evolving soul on this planet. Humanity's fifth-dimensional solar spines, our fifth-dimensional solar chakras, and all of their corresponding solar meridians are now activated within our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This higher frequency of our spinal column that is pulsating with 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras and the corresponding meridians is being calibrated to withstand higher frequencies of light daily and hourly. That act of divine intervention and grace is actually lifting every person into new fifth-dimensional frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity that guide and direct us through this earthly experience. Our 12 solar chakras and the corresponding solar meridians in our fifth-dimensional spines are unique. These 12 pulsating force fields of light radiating within us radiate light in ways that we have not experienced in the past. These 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras that extend from our crown chakra at the top of our head to the root chakra at the base of our spine and 12 chakras in between, 10 chakras in between, are pulsating with fifth-dimensional frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Each fifth-dimensional solar chakra radiates all 12 of the solar aspects of deity through one unified ray of light. This multifaceted ray of divine light is called the circle of the sacred 12. I'd like for you to really experience this light that's pouring through you and me and every other human being on the planet at this time. For just a moment, close your eyes, and as I share with you the colors and the divine qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity, feel this powerful light expanding through every one of your 12 solar chakras. the circle of the sacred 12, the 12 solar aspects of deity, consists of the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue. This aspect pulsates with divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. Feel this sapphire blue light radiating through all 12 of your chakras. Now experience the second solar aspect of deity, which is sunshine yellow. This aspect pulsates with the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. Now experience the third solar aspect of deity radiating through all 12 of your chakras. This aspect is crystalline pink and pulsates with the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, and reverence for all life. The fourth solar aspect of deity now pulsates through your 12 chakras. It is white and radiates with the divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. The fifth solar aspect of deity is emerald and pulsates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. Now the sixth solar aspect of deity radiates through all 12 chakras. It is ruby gold and pulsates with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. The seventh solar aspect of deity is violet. It radiates through all 12 chakras and pulsates with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation. Now the eighth solar aspect of deity, which is aquamarine, pulsates through your 12 solar chakras. This aspect pulsates with the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. Now the ninth solar aspect of deity, which is magenta, pulsates through your chakras with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. The tenth solar aspect of deity is gold and now pulsates through all 12 of your solar chakras with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now the 11th solar aspect of deity, which is peach, pulsates through your chakras with the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And lastly, the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is opal, pulsates through your 12 solar chakras with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. In your fifth dimensional solar spine, every chakra reflects all of the aspects of deity all of the time. But if we want to amplify one of the aspects of deity for a particular reason or in a particular situation, we can easily do so by simply asking our I Am presence to increase that specific aspect of deity or quality through our 12 solar chakras. And then that quality will be instantly expanded through all of the chakras simultaneously. The 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, our fifth-dimensional solar spines, and our fifth-dimensional solar chakras are facets of our I Am presence. All of these divine gifts are now aligned with our physical spinal column, and will give us great assistance throughout this new year to bring infinite change. Our fifth dimensional solar chakras enable our physiological aspects of the third and fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multidimensional aspects of the infinite perfection of the fifth dimension. This process is actually reordering our DNA into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies that we are gradually ascending into. We are actually being transformed from carbon-based physical beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. This event is creating a deep stirring and change within each of us. And suddenly and miraculously, nothing seems to be the same. Now it is time for us to utilize these newly awakened fifth dimensional solar chakras, our solar spine, and the solar aspects of deity for our own benefit and the benefit of humanity and the benefit of all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of truth are invoking our assistance in this vitally important facet of the divine plan, asking us to utilize these higher frequency gifts that have been blessed within and through us for this new year of 2009. Please go within and kneel before the altar of divine love that is blazing within your heart. Listen for the still small voice of your inner garden, and respond to this clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. Keep asking for divine intervention and guidance throughout this year, and you will move forward into frequencies and octaves of bliss. The key factor in humanity's ultimate awakening involves the remembrance of our oneness with all life, with the unfathomable power and might of the new frequencies of the 12 fifth dimensional solar aspects of deity that are now blazing through our 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras. The remembrance of our oneness with all life is being accelerated into physical manifestation by leaps and bounds. This is restoring reverence for all life in the hearts and minds of men and women everywhere. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to establish the archetypes for monumental change that will take place in 2009. If this were not the case, your I Am presence would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. The more light workers there are who are willing to assist humanity in integrating the patterns of perfection for the new earth and the fifth dimensional frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity, the more quickly we will manifest the archetypes for the new earth in the physical plane. The need of the hour is for awakened light workers to join hearts and minds as we co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of light that will assist even the most asleep and resistant people to easily experience the opportunity for change that is being presented to us from 2009. When we observe the things that are occurring on Earth, it looks like we are a long way from reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow for the patterns of perfection for the new Earth to become a manifest reality. What we must remember, though, is that light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented fear-based consciousness of our lower human egos. One light worker focusing effectively on the light can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented fear-based hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that blessing, The beings of light have been given a rare cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God in order to help accelerate the awakening that is taking place within the hearts and minds of humanity. When a light worker is working alone, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify that person's light work 1,000-fold. But when one or two people are working together, either physically or joining together in consciousness, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify their light work 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This truly confirms how important it is for us to join together in groups whenever possible when we are doing our light work. Let's join together now and empower 2 activities of light that have been given to us by the company of heaven. These activities are designed to quickly awaken humanity and to help us integrate our 5th-dimensional solar light bodies so that we will be able to withstand more light. This is going to be an important facet in helping us throughout this new year. Today, we will join energies together and create the archetype holding the sacred space for these activities of light to manifest through every man, woman, and child evolving on this planet. The 1st activity of light is specifically designed to help awaken every recalcitrant soul and to assist every neophyte and awakened soul to integrate the frequencies of the 12 5th-dimensional solar aspects of deity quickly and effortlessly. As this force field of light is empowered through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of light workers around the world, its effects become exponential, and the 5th-dimensional light of divine consciousness penetrates quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. Once again, as we join together, feel yourself entering the divinity of your heart for this activity of light. Know that you are joining in consciousness with light workers all over the world, and that our efforts together right here and right now are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. Again, I will state this meditation in the 1st person so that we will each experience it personally and tangibly. I am in-breathing and exhaling slowly and rhythmically. The holy breath of God is cleansing and purifying my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The breath of God is now lifting me up in energy, vibration, and consciousness, and I ascend into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth. I now pass through the multidimensional doorway into higher frequencies of divine consciousness than I have ever known. I am enveloped in cascading brilliant light, which is reflecting the pristine beauty and the exquisite colors of the 12 solar aspects of deity. This resplendent light, the circle of the sacred 12, is pulsating with the music of the spheres. As I absorb and listen to this light, I am experiencing great ecstasy in my heart, and I know perfect calm and harmony in my mind. I have ascended into 5th-dimensional solar consciousness, and here my I Am presence takes full dominion of my very being. I know I am present. Through the divine consciousness of my I Am presence, I realize that a great pillar of light is radiating through me. It is my 12-fold 5th-dimensional solar spine with my 12 solar chakras and meridians. This radiant force field of light passing through me now is the finger of God Almighty pointing to planet Earth from out of the realms of eternal light, saying, "Here I am." Along this pillar of solar light, I see and feel my 12 solar chakras of divine consciousness. I now accept my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras as the luminous presence of my I Am presence. This is what I am, the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity, now made manifest in the physical world of form to bless all life evolving here. Through the assimilation of this divine light, I am both a planetary and a solar being. I am spirit and matter, unified on Earth in perfect harmony. I serve through a planetary body, but I dwell in the consciousness of all that is. Through the divine sacred fire now blazing through my 12 solar chakras, I ask the legions of light throughout infinity to come forth now. Blessed ones, blaze the 12 solar aspects of deity into the heart flame in a new intensified frequency of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Project this divine light into the mental body, the etheric mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. Awaken each one. Bring the right and left brain hemispheres of each person into perfect balance, and activate all humanity's spiritual brain centers. This activation of pure divine light from our Father, Mother, God is rewiring our physical brain structures to withstand the light of higher divine consciousness. This activity of light is healing the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communing with our I Am presence. This light is now assisting us to perpetually hold open our crown chakra of enlightenment, which is allowing each of us to reunite with our I Am presence on a conscious level, right here and right now. Beloved ones, I ask that you keep this divine light blazing through each cell, molecule, atom, and electron of humanity's brain structures, until our minds and brains are restored to their original purity and divine intent. Help every soul to be one once again, and to fully be alert to the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, so that we may all achieve great skill in transmitting these patterns into physical expression. Beloved ones, bathe the earth and her atmosphere in oceans of your cosmic melody, color, and harmony, so that all life will feel at one with your exquisite, prismatic, cascading sea of music and light, in deep humility and gratitude. I thank you for assisting humanity and all life evolving on Earth. I now assimilate these energies into my earthly bodies, and the I Am presence of every evolving soul assimilates these energies into the earthly bodies of all life on this planet. And so it is. Now, the following activity of light, our second activity today, has been given to humanity by the beings of light. It is designed to help prepare our earthly bodies for the monumental changes and the increase of light that we will be experiencing in 2009. As you prepare to assimilate this sacred experience through your 12 solar chakras and your higher fifth-dimensional solar spine, focus your attention within the heart of your I Am presence. Follow me through this now, through the full power of your attention, as I state this in the first person. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed and my spine as straight as possible. I am instantly relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day. And for this moment, I go within and focus my attention on the divinity within my heart. I have walked through the winter of my discontent into the glory of a new day, filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. The perfect balance of my Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every evolving soul have now returned to earth. With this inner knowing, I realize I have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my I Am presence while I am embodied on earth. This literally means integrating my luminous solar I Am presence, my fifth dimensional solar spine, and my chakras into my four earthly bodies at an atomic cellular level, thus filling every electron, every atom, every subatomic particle and wave of my body, and all the space in between the atoms and molecules of my bodies with the multifaceted fifth dimensional solar light of my I Am presence. This integration allows my I Am presence to take full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this occurs, my thoughts, words, feelings, and actions reflect the divine love, harmony, and balance of God. This transformation is changing my physical reality into the infinite perfection of heaven on earth. This may seem too good to be true, but it is the divine fiat, the cosmic decree of my Father, Mother, God, and this divine fiat is now ringing throughout the universe. This is a unique gift, a sacred opportunity, and it is being presented to every man, woman, and child on earth, right here and now. I contemplate this truth, and as this sacred knowledge resonates in my heart of hearts, I experience the immortal victorious threefold flame in my heart, expanding and expanding until it envelops my four earthly bodies. My I Am presence now lovingly commands my lower human consciousness to release my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies and allow them to ascend into a higher vibration of light. Lower human consciousness, I love you. I am your I Am presence, and I am grateful for the opportunity you have provided for growth and learning in this physical plane. But I now command you into the light. Lower human consciousness, with the divine power and love, I am the I Am presence, now commanding you to release my physical body and return to the light. Release my etheric body and return to the light. Release my mental body and return to the light. Release my emotional body and return to the light. Lower human consciousness, I now love you free into the higher schools of learning, where you will be transmuted into God's perfection. My I Am presence now steps into the full authority of my four earthly bodies, and my vehicles are raised into the perfection of my fifth dimensional solar light bodies. As I ascend in consciousness into the kingdom of heaven, the vibratory realm of infinite physical perfection, the realm of my solar I Am presence. I am one with God. I stand forth now as a complete God being within the glorious multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my solar I Am presence, my solar spine, my solar chakras and their meridians. My heart, mind, and voice are centered within the 12-fold solar flame of my solar I Am presence. My feet are planted firmly on earth, and simultaneously, I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I am a God being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my solar presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing that we are God beings on every realm associated with this planet. Within my solar I Am presence, I am the cosmic flame of harmony, liberating divine solar light into every physical and chemical interaction within my vehicles, healing and restoring all of the energy bonds between the atoms and within the atoms to solar vibrational frequencies of infinite perfection. I know with all of the faith of my precious I Am presence that contained within this flowing electronic pattern of light is everything necessary to heal my physical body and the entire physical plane of Earth. It contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, spin, and electronic charge of every cell, atom, and electron of life on Earth. I feel all energy bonds within the atomic realm now accelerating in vibration toward a frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now blazing with the full perfection of the fifth dimensional solar light. Within my solar I Am presence, this divine light of God is liberated in every interaction within humanity and all the energy bonds therein. This includes the relationships of all people, organizations, races, religions, and nations, liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being, expanding the sphere of humanity and our solar I Am presence on Earth. With the peace of the great solar quiet, I know this higher reality within my mind, and I am receiving clearly the divine promptings and ideas and concepts of my solar I Am presence that will guide and direct me throughout this new year of 2009. I accept that this divine intervention from the I Am presence of every evolving man, woman, and child will also take command and dominion of each soul, guiding and directing each one to the fullness of their divine potential. I feel this higher reality within my feeling world, itself within the great causal body of God. I am the calm ocean. I am a calm ocean of this sacred gift of light, now flowing through me. These divine qualities blessing all life. I now return my consciousness to the room and I become aware of my body as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious hearts, we at the New Age Study of Humanity's Purpose want to wish you a glorious and God-victorious new year. We have dedicated our lives to making this information from the beings of light in the realms of truth available to everyone who is interested. We offer free seminars throughout the United States of America, and we freely share this information on a global scale through our website and through a free monthly email newsletter and through this online radio program. We've also documented the information from on high in our books and CDs, tapes, videos, and our monthly publication titled Take Charge of Your Life. If you would like to sign up for our free monthly email newsletter or explore more information, please go to our website. It's www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. Have a glorious week, and please join us again next week.